Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Hamilton Lighthouser was the frontman for the indie rock band The Walkmen, who called a hiatus in November of 2013. He, along with other members of The Walkmen, have turned their focus to solo work, and he recently released his solo debut called Black Hours. We'll get to an interview with him, but we also will be hearing performances recorded in front of an audience at World Cafe Live. And let's start with the live version of 5 a.m., the piece that begins his new album.
Hey there. Thank you very much for having me.
Listen. Summer's coming. Slow down. Don't chase the crowd. 'Cause I'm right here. Do you? When I have no love at all, is the light you seek made of sense? This is, do you need some? Just to cool your blood, or could you ride away from the red race, baby? Could you dream away? Hide away in the peaceful hours. Could you dream away in the promises I never failed, never failed, never made. Nothing taken, nothing spent. You'll thank me in the end.
Live on stage at World Cafe Live, that is 5 a.m., as rendered by Hamilton Lighthouser and his string section and band, and that is the way that Black Hours, the first solo CD from the lead singer of The Walkmen, begins. And I wanted to play that just so you could scratch your head and say, whoa, what's going on here? I mean, you are known as a natty dresser, but I've been reading about the inspiration of Frank Sinatra and one of his albums on this record, and you really hear it in that.
Definitely.
And that tell me about putting that first and where it came in the whole creative process for this and what it means.
Well, it was the first song I worked on when I knew that I was doing a solo record. I had a few things lying around from the time we finished Heaven, and when we discussed not working together as The Walkmen, I had that piece of like guitar that I think something it started with something Paul had done, and it was going to be the singer solo record. And I thought, you know, like I've been relying on guys who are really great to write drum parts and bass parts all these years, and I need to focus on like what I can do. And I thought I could start with the singing, and I can write these string arrangements, which I sort of learned to do. And I thought I would base everything in the song would follow that. And so it's supposed to just be a big vocal and everything else follows behind. And I didn't know if there was going to be a band or if it was ever going to kick or if it was going to rock or anything. I didn't know what kind of music it was going to be. I just knew that I wanted to really just focus on the singing.
So, well, there's two questions here. One of them is, what kind of a creative space were you in when, you know, you went on hiatus? Were you just hankering to go? Were you part of the impetus about, I want to do some different things that I haven't been able to do with this band, or
I mean, we had been doing it for so long with our same lineup, so you get to this point where we didn't know how we were going to do it differently. We got to sort of the end of touring off Heaven and maybe starting to look towards writing new songs, and we were kind of looking at each other and we're like, what are we doing, man? How are we gonna we brought a producer in last time to shake things up. I thought he did a great job, but I also feel a little bit disconnected from that record, and I kind of, because there's a guy between, you know, with a, you know, making final decisions and stuff, and I love that record. I worked on it a lot, but I don't feel quite as like personal connection with it, and I wanted to do something that I really felt close to, and this seemed like a good way of doing that, and that's what happened.
So there was a period of indecision. You knew where you wanted to go.
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning, I think there was, you know, a very short amount of time where we thought, what are we going to do? Maybe we should try to do this in a different way. Or everybody lives in different cities, so it was going to be independent anyhow.
Right.
But it became clear pretty quick we should just be doing separate stuff.
And so there you go with putting the strings on that, figuring out your voice up front, the whole thing, the kind of non-rock beginning, at least, of that. Was that a manifesto, or did that change immediately and decide you were, you know, going to include a lot of different things?
I thought the whole record was going to sound like that.
Did you really?
I totally did. I thought I would never write a loud guitar or drum beat again, and that was how everything was going to go. And we had that song Silent Orchestra that we put right second, because I thought that was the vibe. And then I got this email from Rostam Batmanglij, who wanted to see if I wanted to work together. And we started writing rock and roll together, and it was totally unexpected. That's why I put Alexandra Third. It's kind of just like an unexpected moment.
Well, let's skip that for a sec. I want to play that, but I want to go with the time theme, the 11 a.m. Friday night.
Specific times.
Yeah. Now, 11 a.m. Friday night, I have to tell you, that's...
P.M. O'clock. What am I talking about? 11 o'clock Friday night.
11 o'clock Friday night.
Right.
Okay. But to me, that is like a magical time of the week. That is... If things are not humming in your life at 11 o'clock on Friday night, they're probably not going
to
be.
You got bigger fish to fry. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. What was the inspiration of that?
The name or the song?
Well, the song.
The song's words are about just sort of wandering around actually in Manhattan on a Friday night. And the name is just supposed to be specific because it's supposed to convey the vibe.
Right, and it does. So let's hear this. This is Live on Stage at World Cafe Live, the new album from Hamilton Lighthouse, Live.
Coming out in the deluge. Good luck getting home.
Without a thought of that.
Another one that you'll find on Black Hour is Hamilton Lighthouser's new solo album. You know that voice, of course, from The Walkman, and that is called 11 O'Clock Friday Night. And so we paid two with time references in the titles, and that is not something that continues with this record either.
Thank God.
Yes, at all. So, Rostam from Vampire Weekend, very cool songs written with him. And how do you work with him? What is that situation like? Is he like a neighbor?
He is a neighbor, and he was a friend of a friend. I didn't know him that well. I knew him over the years, but I never knew him that well. And we started working together, and he just had a studio in his apartment. So it was just the two of us. We go over there, and it was, in my experience, it's kind of just like we started a band together. Uh-huh. And we just wrote songs from the ground up, and we recorded them. And he's fun to work with. He works at about a million miles an hour and kind of catches you off guard sometimes. And that's what made it really fun. And I never thought I'd be writing rock and roll songs, but there we were doing it, and it felt really exciting and fun.
Catches you off guard in what way?
Well, I mean, somebody who works that fast is going to catch you off guard no matter what. That right. many ideas, it's like a machine gun, kind of.
Right.
But that's what made it fun.
And there are other people who I assume are people you know from New York or from touring and everything. Richard Swift is on here. Amber.
Old friend, yep.
From Dirty Projectors. And it's kind of cool to be able to draw on all those people.
I mean, it's amazing. I was so lucky that people said yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I was amazed that people said yes, to be honest. I mean, it was a big question mark on what I was even doing. Uh-huh. And, you know, I can't pay the big bucks, as we see that Dickie's got his new gig. And I didn't, you know, I was amazed that they wanted to do it. I was so lucky that they would be there.
Well, this is a wonderful rock and roll song. This is Alexandra. Alexandra, one you may have heard before from Hamilton Lighthouser's new solo album. And if you are a fan of The Walkman, you, of course, know that voice. And I am wondering for you how this feels for you with your name on it. And what kind
it's
of,
funny. Yeah. I'm just beginning to understand how strange that is.
Yeah.
When they introduce me by name on stage or when Conan O'Brien says, "Ladies and gentlemen, Hamilton Lighthouser," it sounds it sounds really funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more pressure on you, or more pressure. More, heck, how
well,
can there not
personal.
Be more pressure?
It's strange. Yeah. I feel the same as I, you know, I'll get nervous before a show. Like today, it's noon and I'm playing here and it's going out live in the air and I have, you know, it's my new band. Some of them, one of the string players I've never played with before. And I get the jitters, which is really fun because it's like back when we were younger and, you know, things are, it was really hard to organize and
it's not a well-oiled machine yet.
But no, it's not. Oh my God, it's not a well-oiled machine. But you know, the personal element is funny. You have to look at it like it's a business name, but it is a little strange.
No, I actually can't imagine that you can just completely look at it as a business name. I mean, even guys who have fake names and perform under that, it's got to affect you personally. So yeah. I appreciate that. The string sounds live. Obviously, that's something that can be faked if you really want to. But important
that's
to you.
That's just not in the spirit of what we were doing. I'm right. If I could fake it and it just would be like, well, this is supposed to be good.
Yeah.
But it's just there's no substitute. I don't know how much longer I can afford to bring them around, but I'd like to play with them as long as possible.
Well, they sound absolutely
yeah, they're great. That's the thing about string players is that you can only hire good ones. With horn players, oh, my God, they're all over the map. But the strings are always aces.
You are already right. You're always right. They've always gone to conservatory. They know how to read. They know how to do
everything.
And
they're always put together people. Well, the horn player is no way. No way, man.
And your wife sings on this as well?
She does,
have you worked with her in the past?
No. This is the first time. Yeah. It's fun to have, you know, free labor up there.
The other thing is we're talking about all these other people and all these textures is you did write and work some with Paul from The Walk.
Yeah, we sort of continued working even. It was sort of like an awkward moment, but we had all this material and I thought, I don't want to like waste the last 8 months of work just because it's a little bit awkward. So we had to talk it out, but we figured it out.
Good. Well, I wanted to go back to the stage and hear this one. This is I Don't Need Anyone. This is new music from Hamilton Lighthouser.
Thank you.
He may not be used to having his work under his own name, but that is Hamilton Lighthouser and the this really wonderful band playing music from Black Hours, the new album. Congratulations on this. Whenever anybody does something like this, we as the listeners have a little apprehension too, and I'm so glad this turned out so well.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honestly very happy with it.
Hamilton Lighthouser, our guest, and he has a new album, Black Hours, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.